That school bell tells us it's time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And today we're going to begin a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools of May the 3rd, 1925. And the title of this lesson is The Benefits of Total Abstinence. Now, the lesson text is the first chapter of Daniel, and I'm going to be reading that in just a moment. You may want to get your Bible and turn to the first chapter of Daniel, and we'll begin this study on the benefits of total abstinence. Before we do that, I want to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's read Daniel chapter 1. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem, and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with part of the vessels of the house of God. And he carried them into the land of Shinar, into the house of his God. And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king spake unto Aphinaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring in certain of the children of Israel, even of the seed royal, and of the nobles, youths in whom was no blemish, but well favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and endued with knowledge and understanding, science, and such as had ability to stand in the king's palace, and that he should teach them the learning in the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed for them a daily portion of the king's dainties and of the wine which he drank, that they should be nourished 3 years, that at the end thereof they should stand before the king. Now among these were the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And the prince of the eunuchs gave names unto them. Unto Daniel he gave the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and unto Azariah of Abednego. Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the king's dainties, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God made Daniel to find kindness and compassion in the sight of the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed your food and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse looking than the youths that are of your own age? So would you endanger my head with the king. Then said Daniel to the steward, whom the prince of the eunuchs had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, Prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenance be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the youths that eat of the king's dainties. And as thou seest, deal with thy servants. Daniel chapter 1 and verse 14. So he hearkened unto them in this matter, and proved them 10 days. And at the end of the 10 days their countenance appeared fairer, and they were fatter in flesh than all of the youths that did eat the king's dainties. So the steward took away their dainties, and the wine that they should drink, and gave them pulse. Daniel chapter 1 and verse 17. Now as for these 4 youths, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. And at the end of the days which the king had appointed for bringing in the prince of the eunuchs, brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar, and the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like unto Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king, and in every matter of wisdom and understanding concerning which the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and the enchanters that were in all his realm. And Daniel continued, even unto the first year of King Cyrus. Now the golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Daniel 1 in verse 8. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the king's dainties, nor with the wine which he drank. The devotional reading is the 65th Psalm. It has an inscription, "For the chief musician, a psalm, a song of David. Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou wilt forgive them. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We will be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, thy holy temple. By terrible things thou wilt answer us in righteousness, O God of our salvation. Thou that art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are far off upon the sea, who by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded about with might, who stilleth the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the tumult of the peoples. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it. The river of God is full of water. Thou providest them grain when thou hast so prepared the earth. Thou waterest its furrows abundantly. Thou settest ridges thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pasture in the wilderness, and the hills are girded with joy. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys are covered over with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing." Now, as I turn the page in our Sunday school lesson, I see there's some helps and hints for the teacher concerning the book of Daniel. This book is both historical and prophetical. The first 6 chapters are chiefly historical, and the remainder prophetical. The vision of this book, such as the image in the huge tree seen by Nebuchadnezzar, the handwriting on the wall seen by Belshazzar, and the visions of Daniel himself, are clear and striking and show to God's people in their degeneracy and captivity that God's arm is not shortened or that it cannot save. And to the enemies of God's people, the difference between Jehovah and idols and God's people and the heathens. The prophecies of the book extend from Daniel's time to the resurrection of the dead. The Assyrian, Persian, Grecian, and Roman empires in the kingdom of Christ are all represented and described. In the historical portion of the book of Daniel is spoken of in the third person, and in the prophetical, in the first person. Jesus mentioned Daniel as a prophet in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 15, and reference is doubtless made to him in Hebrews 11, 33 and 34. Now let's talk about Daniel. Daniel was a young man of noble birth, of the seed royal, the text says, who lived in Jerusalem, and who was carried into captivity with others in the 3rd year of the reign of Jehoiakim. An account of this is given in 2 Chronicles 36, 5 through 8, and in Daniel's chapter 1, 1 through 7. Now, we read Daniel 1, 1 through 7. Let me read to you 2 Chronicles 36, verses 5 through 8. Here we read, Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem, and he did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah his God. Against him came up Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and bound him in fetters to carry him to Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar also carried off the vessels of the house of Jehovah to Babylon to put them in his temple at Babylon. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim and his abominations which he did, and that which was found in him, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. And Jehoiachin, his son, reigned in his stead. With Daniel and others were Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. These, like Daniel, were of the seed royal and of the nobles, youths, in whom was no blemish, but well-favored and skillful in all wisdom and endued with knowledge and understanding science, and such as had ability to stand in the king's palace. Daniel was the most remarkable characters, or one of the most remarkable characters of the Old Testament, and is classed as the nobly wise in Ezekiel chapter 28 in verse 3, and with those who had special power in righteousness and prayer with God in Ezekiel 14:14, 19, and 20, and also in Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 1. The book of Daniel shows his wisdom and power. By his wisdom and righteousness, he was promoted by the different heathen kings whom he served to high places of trust and honor. So Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian, Daniel 6 and verse 28. And Daniel continued even to the first year of King Cyrus, Daniel chapter 1 and verse 21, and at least to the third year of the reign of Cyrus, Daniel chapter 10 and verse 1. He lived through the entire 70 years of captivity, and saw his people return to Jerusalem. Hence he lived to a ripe old age. He served five kings: Nebuchadnezzar, evil Merodach, Belshazzar, Darius, and Cyrus. Few courtiers have had so long a reign and served so many masters without flattering any, more careful in their judgment of public affairs, had been so useful to the states when they were in office, or have been more owed of God, or having left such an example of prosperity. Nebuchadnezzar ordered Ashpenaz, the master of the prince of his eunuchs, to select of the children of Israel such young men as the ones described above, and to teach them the learning and the tongues of the Chaldeans. They were to be trained for royal servants and officers, and the king appointed them for a daily portion of the king's dainties and of the wine which he drank, and that they should be nourished 3 years, and that at the end thereof they should stand before the king, Daniel 1, verses 3 through 6. It seems that it would require so long for them to learn the language and science of the Chaldeans. Daniel was one of the four chosen. Daniel means God is my judge. But his name was changed to Belshazzar, having reference to Beel or Baal, the chief god of the Babylonians, and meaning, perhaps, the protection of Baal, Daniel chapter 4 and verse 8. Now, in our next class, we're going to start looking at Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8 and get into these explanatory notes. And I want you to remember now, it's a lesson on the benefits of total abstinence. Sometimes you can't just dabble in a thing. You need to abstain entirely.